Good morning to you both. Last night, there was a fiery speech blasting the Supreme Court for what was termed an assault on voting rights. Next month, there will be a follow-on as an address near the Liberty Bell on privacy and national security. These are not President Obama's series of speeches. They are the newly announced schedule for Hillary Clinton, 6 months after retiring from the federal government. It's almost a year before she would have to decide whether she's running for president. But, Greg, she's got to be in there now doing presidential things. She can eventually decide not to run. But what you cannot do at this point is pretend you're not running and then hope you don't screw up and give yourself extra baggage if you ever do decide.
Well, you've been covering these things for a long time. Is there really
a
chance?
Since before you were born.
Get out of here.
Is there really a chance she's not running?
Well, sure.
Really?
Sure. Of course. And there could be any number of decisions, personal, political. But at the moment, she's got the mojo. She's got the feel to herself. Look, I covered Hillary Clinton through the entire 2008 primary season. She was the unquestioned. I would sit privately with President Bush, who was not running for re-election, his term was coming out. He said, it's Hillary. It's obvious. It's Hillary. And that disappeared. The momentum began to shift from her. The Democratic leadership began to slough off, voices and move over to this nobody, this unheard of Barack Obama. So, yes, it can. She's been burned before. So don't underestimate a woman, I won't say scorned, but look, 8 years ago, she went through this before and she was absolutely had a lock on it. Until she didn't.
Well, then let me ask you this. Since she is showing these not-so-subtle signs that she's interested in running, what's the reaction so far from the other side of the political aisle? Is she starting to come under attack?
Well, she's always under attack. And look, this is somebody who has been around for better than, almost 30 years now as a first lady, as a candidate's wife, as a candidate for Senate, as a U.S. senator, as a secretary of state. So she has a very long paper trail of political reactions all the way back to, she could have gone, stayed home and baked cookies. What she's got now is the opportunity to reshape her current biography with the foreign policy experience. Remember the ads about who do you want answering the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? And the point of her ads were, you don't want Barack Obama, who's never done this. Well, he got Hillary Clinton to be the one to answer the phone at 2:45 before he got the call. and life and politics plays funny things with this. And again, she has to be in a position to get herself up and running. One thing she's not doing right now, which is where Ted Cruz is, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, they're all in Iowa. They're at the Iowa State
at the Fair.
At the fair.
Right.
Butter cow and all. And that's one thing she has not done this season.